Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June 22, 2018. In today's news, Kone has been hired to provide the vertical transportation equipment for a mixed-use development in downtown Nashville. ThyssenKrupp Elevator India is betting on growth. Elevator World will focus on architectural materials and design in its September issue. Seniors held a die-in protest in Chicago over broken elevators and more in public housing. And the height of a tower designed by Rafael Vignoli in Uruguay has shrunk considerably.
Kone has been awarded a contract to provide the vertical transportation package for 5th Plus Broadway in the historic downtown of Nashville, Tennessee. The order includes 12 mini-space, including 6 high-speed, 9 monospace 500, and 3 monospace 700 elevators, and 12 Travel Master escalators, covering more than 1 million square feet and repurposing more than 6 acres previously occupied by the National Convention Center. 5th Plus Broadway consists of a 34-story residential tower, a 25-story office tower, 235,000 square feet of retail, a renovated conference center, and the National Museum of African American Music. The project is a joint development of Oliver McMillan and Spectrum Emery, Inc. Grisham Smith & Partners is the architect, and Skanska is the general contractor.
ET Realty recently reported that ThyssenKrupp Elevator India expects to increase its market share to 8 to 10% of the national market from the current single-digit level. Quoting Bharat Vishnani, managing director of the company, its growth will be scaled to double up in the next few years. The source said 60% of the company's revenue comes from the residential sector, while the rest comes from the commercial, hospitality, infrastructure, and industrial segments. Vishnani sees an increase in the residential market, leading to greater elevator needs. He stated, quote, "The affordable housing segment may majorly drive demand of elevators in the next 3 to 4 years," end quote.
Elevator World September 2018 edition will focus on architectural materials and design. It will also include the NAEC issue and be distributed at the National Association of Elevator Contractors, or NAEC, annual convention and expedition in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on September 24th through 27th. Event coverage will include the Elevator U Conference. The deadline for submissions is July 16th. To participate in the focus topic or for more information, contact the Elevator World Editorial Department at 251-479-4514, extension 30, or email editorial@elevatorworld.com. To advertise, contact extension 38 or email advertising@elevatorworld.com.
Approximately 36 senior citizens gathered at the Chicago Housing Authority's, or CHA's, downtown office on June 19th to protest what they're calling a crumbling elevator fleet and what they say are dangerous living conditions in CHA senior homes throughout the city, the Chicago Sun-Times reports. Organized by activist group Jane Addams Senior Caucus, the protest included a die-in, which involved seniors and their supporters lying on the floor in the lobby and singing the civil rights song, "Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around." In a statement, the CHA said the well-being of seniors has always been a top priority, and work to upgrade 150 elevators will commence later this year as part of its elevator modernization program.
The maximum height of Campanile, the main tower in the Casa Cipriani San Rafael multi-tower development in the southeastern Uruguay resort town of San Rafael has been reduced from 67 to 40 floors, El País reports. Designed by Rafael Vignoli, the five buildings range from low to mid-rise and features steeped roofs and horizontal bend-like windows. In addition to the height reduction for the main building to approximately 300 meters, a bridge over Lorenzo Battle Pacheco will likely be eliminated. Construction is expected to start by the end of this year.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.